This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
More of us are paying our bills on time. A new report says credit card delinquencies are at a seven-year low. We want to pay down debt. We also want to avoid late fees and other penalties. What's this mean for banks' bottom lines? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
If you skip a credit card payment, just don't pay your bill for a month, you're considered delinquent. Today, TransUnion reported the 90-day delinquency rate has fallen by half since 2007. Anthony Guitard is director of research and consulting at TransUnion. He says credit card delinquencies are trending steadily downward.
They're even considerably lower than they were before the recession ever hit. So it's been quite an improvement.
Of course, banks ding us with late fees if we're delinquent. So if more of us are paying on time, is that bad news for them because they can't collect those fees? Not according to Kurt Long. He's chief economist at the National Association of Federal Credit Unions.
We think this is a positive trend for credit unions.
Long says banks and credit unions still make money if we carry a balance on our credit cards. Even if we don't, they get a swipe fee every time we charge something. Long says delinquencies can turn into charge-offs, loans that are never paid back.
Thankfully, we've seen charge-offs decline as well. Fewer of those loans are going bad.
The fall in delinquencies is even leading banks to give credit cards to people with lower credit scores. Lawrence J. White teaches economics at the NYU Stern School of Business. He says it makes sense for banks to loosen up credit right now for the less than perfect consumer.
Because the economy is better, he or she is more likely to stay employed and be in a position where he or she can repay.
And White says consumers have learned not to live beyond their means. They don't want to slide back to where they were during the Great Recession and are using credit more wisely. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.